So using hashtags over at Twitter is super easy to do. All you have to do is simply go up to the top here. Make sure you do your research first, of course, and that's why we covered that in the previous videos. But assuming you've done your research, what you can do is one thing is if you do, let's say, the doggy cake, for example, and I scroll down here and I find, you know, this person here, we can see there's a one retweet here. And we could, you know, click on this and we could respond to it with a hashtag relating to that. And doing that is just simple. It's just putting it into a sentence, putting in hashtag right before it. Just keep in mind that when you place a space right after that hashtag, it's going to either create a new word or you can create a new hashtag. But it's pretty much the same as composing a new tweet and then just placing the hashtag in here. And while you're creating the hashtag, if you type it in, it'll give you some ideas on other hashtags that are being used. So obviously in this tweet, I could target Golden Retriever Puppy and other keywords. So obviously what you want to do is focus in on hashtagging keywords that are related to the main keyword. So you don't want to hashtag the word awesome or the word all these other words. You could if you wanted to test it out. But really hashtags are used to categorize conversations and things like that. So doing it on Twitter is super easy to do, and you can tweet it, and then you can, of course, track it with the other tools that we'll talk about later.